Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Turkey has definitely been going on a little bit of a slippery slope. What is that about? Is it about Russian influence? Is it about Syria? Is it about Jew hatred? Well, and can this be reversed? Dr. Hey Eitan Cohen Yanarokach is a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security, as well as the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope also you're also doing okay.
I am indeed. Thank you. So the question is this, is, you know, I remember visiting Turkey a number of times and I absolutely loved it because I found it such an interesting blend of cultures. People were open. There wasn't this, I certainly didn't experience fear around being openly Jewish in Turkey. And yet over the last while, Turkey has seemed to have been going in a very, very different direction. Give us a sense of what's going on.
Okay. I think when we are looking at the attitude of the Turkish government or at large of the Turkish people towards the Jew and the and towards the state of Israel, I think the milestone is unfortunately this eruption of the latest war. Because of this war and because of the very pro-Palestinian stance of the current government in Turkey, the Turkish press adopted a very anti-Israel rhetoric. And if this anti-Israel rhetoric once limited to the Islamist circles, today, unfortunately, we began to see that it turned into a national consensus. Even people, some people, of course, are not aware of the fact that they are, making some anti-Semitic statements. This anti-Semitism is so much normalized.
Right.
That nobody is criticizing, and unfortunately, the direction is, not very good. I'm not that very much optimist.
Right.
And the current bilateral relations are also deteriorating, given the Turkish penetration in Syria. So, in the eyes of the Turkish citizens, unfortunately, Israel is portrayed as a national security threat. And of course, inevitably, this is also, making the situation worse.
Right. But didn't this start before this war? I mean, the Mavi Marmara, the flotilla, this was all already moving, I think, it appeared to me to be moving in that direction.
Yes. I cannot blame you when you're thinking that way. Of course, we can say that even a little before with the Operation Kastled. You may remember the very famous, or in my opinion, very infamous confrontation between the Israeli deceased President Shimon Peres and the current Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan
right.
at the Davos Forum in January 2009. And we can say that since then, Israel had turned into a very hot topic of the Turkish domestic politics, meaning that the current Turkish government is using Israel as a tool for its own popularity at home. And since then, unfortunately, we are seeing a sort of a race, sort of a competition, who would be, who would be the champion of Israel bashing. As a result, in an unfortunate manner, we are seeing the negative results of this, because every segment of the society is only exposed to anti-Israel and anti-Semitic materials, and they are normalizing it because they are not balanced. In other, newspapers or TV channels, so it is something very complicated. And in a gradual manner, we are seeing the deterioration with our own eyes.
Right. And how big a threat, if it continues on this path, how big a threat is Turkey to Israel?
It's a complicated question. You know, before, these two countries had no shared border. Of course, on paper, they still do not shared border.
Mm-hmm.
But given the Turkish penetration into Syria, so now Turkey's strategic importance grew in a significant manner for the state of Israel.
Right.
Israel is very much aware that the new puppet government in Syria is a Turkish proxy. And also we are very much aware that the Turkish Navy is getting stronger and stronger. Only last month they declared that they are now constructing 31 new vessels that contain a destroyer, a flight carrier, amphibious ships, and assault ships, and many more, and even submarines. So unfortunately, we cannot ignore this challenge. Also, the Turks in early January, they declared Israel as a national security threat. And as a response to that, also the Israeli and Nagel Commission recommended the Israeli government to perceive Turkey as a potential enemy state. I think the direction is very worrisome. I think from the Israeli perspective, our decision makers, you know, of course, they can take necessary precautions against Turkey, but the primary objective should be that Turkey should not be turned into an active enemy state against the state of Israel. I think that would be the most important goal for the Israeli right. national security.
And is that possible under Erdogan?
That's a very hard question. You want me to foresee the future?
I do.
And of course, since I do not have a crystal ball here, but Erdogan is a very pragmatic leader.
Right.
You know, so today he may adopt a very anti-Israel policy, and the same Erdogan, as we also witnessed in the past, he made a U-turn. I'm not expecting a U-turn under the current circumstances because of this current war in the Gaza Strip, because unfortunately again the war may resume, and as long as there will be a confrontation, an armed confrontation between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization, I do not see here any ray of hope that we can reinstall the relations, you know, back to its primary factory settings, let me say, before the October the 7th.
I like that, restoring it to factory settings. That is where we leave it. Dr. Eitan Cohen, Yana Rokach is a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security, as well as at the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.